information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Reggae music is tell you whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually. We are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about root rock, lovers rock, dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Him and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
That's right. When Super Giant Pizza. Give me pizza. P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza.
It's been said that people disappoint, but pizza is eternal. That adage is being put to the test with Canadians weighing in on pizza, love, and slice etiquette. 6 in 10 Canadians have some type of relationship deal breaker when it comes to pizza, but 1 in 3 have no pizza love limits at all. The top deal breaker was eating pizza in bed at 18%, and closely behind was anchovies on pizza at 17%. Next up were picks the cheese off at 10, eats pizza with a knife and fork at 8%, uses too much garlic dipping sauce at 7%, puts pineapple on pizza at 6%, doesn't eat the crust at 6%, and eats it cold at 4%. So cuddle up on the couch and share some za and some love.
Another song about you. Not even certain if you deserve it, 'cause you see somebody else. No Emmy, anyone else could want this and need this more than you do. But it seems I can't stop writing about you. Infest my mind, won't you? You don't even mean it. So I feel crazy, foolishly, so obsessed over this non-existent imagination of mine. Oh, please don't ask me. These are songs about you. If you know, just keep quiet. Now wait my turn. I'm so embarrassed, but I somehow bear it. You must think that I like writing about you. I don't want to. Seriously, so scared you'll tell me it's all in my head that we didn't connect. Put on the movie of us just dancing and talking and such, like that night, just like that night. Honestly, feel like the new T-Swift, always writing tunes about the boy she kinda misses, the one that she missed kissing. I take that back, 'cause it's more than just a feeling. Hear me. You'll see that this boy, he so simply gets me. That's why we never could be together. Remember that night. Forget her.
Hello, hello. This is Word on the Street. We are back after missing a week off, our first week off in quite a while since I joined back in January. And while I was away, we aired a repeat of the Honda Carter interview. And today, Zubin is here. I'm not alone. I'm not the only person from the collective here today. What's up, Zubin? And I have a couple special guests. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, my name's Aileen.
Hi, my name's Val.
Thank you. It's all good. Thank you for introducing yourselves. And today we're going to do an interview with Aileen, and she's also going to sing a little bit. And if we have time, Zoom and I are going to catch up a bit with music because it's been a minute. Jonah might show up for those longtime viewers, listeners. We'll see if he comes, but I really doubt it. So let's just kick it off with the interview. First of all, who are you?
I'm Aileen. I grew up in China until I was 9, and I moved to Vancouver, Richmond, BC, when I was 9 with my parents and my brother. And I recently, last September, moved to New York for school, for university. So that's me.
And your artist name on SoundCloud is Woohoo.
Yes.
With a W-U instead
of... Yes, W-U
dash. So how did you come up with that?
Well, so after I moved to the States, people would, like, see my name. They'd be like, Aileen Woo. And their first instinct is just, for some reason, always go, Woohoo. So I was like, okay, I guess... That's what they pick up when they just look at my name. So I think I was too in a hurry to choose something when I finally got my songs recorded. I was like, I'll just put Woohoo for now and see where that goes. Yeah.
When did you first start making music?
I've been attempting at writing my own songs for about, 3 years now. But I didn't write my very first song until this past January. That's when the first successful one actually came out. Yeah.
So when you're making music, who is it that inspires you to make music? And that can be other artists, or it could be someone you know personally.
Well, I think for me, in terms of style, I always try to imitate first before I know what I'm doing. It's kind of like the fake it till you make it mentality, always worked out. So in terms of other artists, for sure, Frank Ocean, Rex Orange County, a lot of people don't know this one, but Julian Baker is a big one for me, as well as, who else? Chance, but I think that's too way too out of my league, so I just listen as much as I can and try to pick out from a rather musical perspective what their choices are in the creative process. Yeah.
What do you mean Chance is out of your league? Do you mean in terms of genre?
Yeah. Like, that's my, I think, final goal right now in terms of my style of where I want to go. But, yeah. And in terms of personal, like, I think I have quite a lot of musical friends, especially in New York, since it's such a artsy-fartsy place to live in. But most of the musical friends that I have that are very close, they're more, instead of hip-hop, they're more into, like, theater musicals type of singing. So, but there's always overlap, and we always jam together. So that's where that takes me, yeah.
Before I ask a couple more questions, just want to remind, this is 101.9 FM. We are on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. You're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac, and I'm interviewing Aileen today. And so moving on to some more questions, more about your upbringing as an artist. What instruments have you played, aside from guitar, which you're going to play later?
Yes, I've been playing the piano since I was 5, and that is just like, you know, your average Chinese parents put their kids into piano when they're very, very young. But I think, luckily for me, my parents never pushed me to do any exams or recitals or, like, or competitions that I wasn't into with the classical stuff. Mm-hmm. But after I moved here, I was very lucky to find a very, very cool music teacher, Miss Lin. Go check out Lavender Music Studio in Richmond. She's excellent. She's helped me so much to find, I think, my own sound and my own voice. She let me explore a lot. And when I was in grade 6 or 7, I decided to start playing guitar. I actually bought my brother a guitar for his birthday, and like pushed him to go take lessons at Steveston Music Center, but he quit after a month, and I stole back the guitar that I bought for him and continued lessons until 2 years ago I stopped. But I think learning guitar was really, really critical for me in terms of making music, because it's easier to accompany myself with compared to piano. But if I didn't learn piano first, guitar would have been so difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of your upbringing with music, mm-hmm. who was it that initially got you into making music and listening to music?
Okay, when I moved here, when I was 9, it was very difficult for me to get into good music here. Just stepping out of my comfort zone, first of all, and making friends who were, you know, non-Chinese speaking, mm-hmm. and who would show me, like, the good stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Okay, this is what I listened to when I first arrived. Okay, I listened to a lot of Taylor Swift. Okay, I listened to a lot of, like, Pitbull and what's on the radio.
Okay, but
okay. Not saying that Pitbull isn't good, yeah. Mr. Worldwide. But like, it took me a while. It took me a while to get into really good hip hop and the oldies, but goodies. And mm-hmm. I think it wasn't until high school. Val was actually she's pretty important in terms
what's
of
up, guys.
In terms of showing me really good music, mm-hmm. and it's just like kind of in grade 9 or 10, I was starting like, okay, I'll accept everything, I'll listen to everything, I'll give everything a try. My brother isn't the most helpful when it comes to the hip-hop genre, but he listens to everything, like, name it, like, country, jazz, hip-hop, really old things, really weird, like...
Experimental?
Yeah, like, or, like, games, soundtracks.
Like, video game soundtracks?
Yeah, video game soundtracks, movie soundtracks. He'll listen to absolutely everything, mm-hmm. but, I really like my brother's influence for me because he always manages to find the songs that we used to listen to when we were still in China, and it'd be nostalgic as fuck. And he's like, sometimes in the car, I'll be like, I've heard this before. He's like, yeah, this was what we listened to when we went to elementary school in China. I was like, damn, how do you find these songs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was actually going to draw upon that. How does your exposure to popular music, pop music in China, even though that's in the back of your memories, differed to North America?
That's a very difficult question. Because I don't think I was exposed at all to pop culture in China. Like, by the time I left, I was still not old enough to comprehend and appreciate good music. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of listened to whatever my parents listened to, and they listened to the really old stuff, which now I can appreciate when they do still show me. But I think in terms of music, I've realized recently that it's pretty universal, because I was home 2 days ago, my mom was like, I've been really getting into Simon and Garfunkel and Bob Marley. And she's been here for 9 years, still doesn't speak English, but just I guess my mom and my brother share music because that's what my brother listens to sometimes. She's like showing me all these songs. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. that's really cool. And she'll like try to sing along even though she isn't an English speaker.
Mm-hmm. So now that you go to school in New York during the school year.
Yeah.
As you mentioned before, New York is a lot different in terms of the music scene. What's that contrast like? And do you have preference?
Like with young artists? Like young.
With what you've experienced?
I think, first of all, the school that I go to are filled with.
Which school do you go to?
NYU, New York University. And I'm in the arts program, so there's a lot of art kids around me in the city. And I think it's very obvious how much less fear there is among those kids. They'll do everything. Like, they'll go all out. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. It's just kind of like experience after experience after experience. But at the same time, I haven't been here long enough to know, I haven't lived here long enough to know what the music scene actually is like. But I think in New York, the feeling and the, the feeling that I get is just there are so many talented kids out there already, like, just in my school, at my dorm, having their own shows and their own music that kind of everyone knows about. So that, in a way, is kind of intimidating, but at the same time can be very encouraging and pushes me to be like, yeah, anyone can do it. Just the doing it is the most important part. It doesn't actually, if you're good or bad, if you don't do it, you can't figure it out, you know?
And as you're in the acting program, the theater program at NYU, do you find that your musical talent complements your abilities as an actor? Has that already shown?
Oh, 100%. When I go watch showcases put up by like the older theater program kids, singing is always involved. Like, 90% of the time, there's singing with shows, in movement project and voice and speech projects, there's always someone with a guitar and singing. So, but you really do realize that all art forms are very, very closely intertwined with each other. And I think that's what gets me so excited to continue to create. But 100%, I'm so glad. I don't think, if I didn't go through an acting program, I don't think I would have started making music this year. Because the acting program, first of all, made me very, very aware of my physical body, and which includes my voice. And the voice and breath work is like, I would say at least 40 to 50% of your first year's acting training. So I think that made me, that got me to be very comfortable with my voice and what I sound like, and be more comfortable with experimenting. And just the craft of acting itself is constantly pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So I'm very thankful for that experience in terms of what I do in school and how it helps me in my own personal creative process.
Great answer.
Thanks.
It's 5:20.
Okay.
So we're going to do an ad and a PSA. And I'm going to play a song and we'll be back. This is Word on the Street right after Nardwar, the Human Serviettes show. Here's an ad for everyone.
Great impression.
Thank you. Stay tuned.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
The Kinder-Morgan pipeline extension, if approved, would create decades of intensive carbon emissions with the transportation of fossil fuels from Edmonton to Burnaby. The federal government and the National Energy Board are set to announce their decision on the expansion in December. An approval of the project would actively work against Trudeau's commitment to a 1.5-degree limit and global temperature rise, and would also put our local ecosystem at risk. If you would like to get involved in the fight against Kinder-Morgan pipeline, check us out at ubcc350.org. That's ubcc350.org.
Hello, hello. I would just like to introduce this next track because I have some personal meaning behind it for myself. So back in 2014, when Nas was doing his 20th anniversary tour for Illmatic, my friend Luke and I went, and that was my first concert. And they also premiered the documentary called Time is Illmatic at that show. And that's when Luke and I learned that this verse that he had on this song, Live at the Barbecue, by Main Source on their album Breaking Atoms. He wrote this verse when he was only 16, and you'll be very impressed if you listen to the lyricism on this track by Nas, that he was that young when he wrote this, and he released Illmatic when he was 18. So just listen and remember that his first rhyme was, "My name is Nasir, the rhyming engineer. If you want to battle me, I'll end your career." Here's Live at the Barbecue. There's some swears in this one, so hide your kids, and we'll be right back.
Slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnap the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket.
When I grip the mic, I show no mercy. I got heart, I rip the party apart from the scenes and hem them up like bell-bottom jeans. But you get done, you get blues like 501. Brothers alive, but I bet you I'm live, son. So let me get upon the scene and redeem the dream of a team and knock them out like Mitch Green. Smoke some time, we flow at a high speed. Rap on, off break, starving like North Flakes. Cause I'm living larger than the founders of Fenty and Asiatic brothers that many rappers envy. So round up your crew and entourage and let the God merciful just take charge. When it comes to a showdown, huff and puff, but the ox won't get blown down. Cause I come strong, rather come at all and not be ready. That's what separates me from the petty. MCs gas themselves by drinking too much Getty and get torn the fuck up like confetti. I'm rich and thick and lyricistic and Jemima. It doesn't take Keenan, Ivy Wayne, so know that I'ma get your sucker if you bite like a piranha. So say them preschool rhymes for the kids of Wonderama. Point blank, period, with no comma. Rhyme so dangerous, call for the homicide. Cause I knock them dead even when I'm at my work. The only future that lies ahead of them is the lights from the hearse. Got game like a crackhead, but don't be misled. I keep rappers on lock like a dread. Knocks in the head from the words that I said. Should get a shovel and dig your grave, cause the shit you're talking is dead. Up girls like Jax, add them on like tax, and I'm over like hot tracks. As far as brothers are concerned, the pressure cooking from start.
To finish, I diminish like a Cuisinart. Secondly, I'm sick of critics bootstecking me.
Ooh, you got an afro.
Yo, but I got dough. Why's my name the Lost Professor? Cause I milked your cow, in other words, I hit your heifer. Don't talk about how you could break Rambo. That's just a bunch of man but your handful. Propaganda, save it for Savannah, Joe and Amanda, Zach and Alexandra. Don't let the folks around your way puff your head, cause you'll be the owner of a hospital bed. I'll kick fire out your ass so fast, you'll be as crispy as my man Bill Black.
Hello, hello, we're back. This is Word on the Street.
Hello, hello.
Stop making fun of me.
Sorry.
And we're interviewing Aileen today.
Woohoo.
Woohoo is her artist name. And you just heard Live at the Barbecue by Main Source featuring Nos. Nos just had a new studio album come out last night. And it's his first album in 6 years. All Kanye produced. A lot of Kanye produced albums this month. So definitely check that out. So continuing on with this interview, I like to ask artists about versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to yourself and other artists, do you think that's something that's important?
Oh, 100%. I think I so admire the artists that have such a versatile voice. So like some obvious ones, Eminem, Kendrick. But in terms of style, I've found that it's really, really easy to get stuck on what you're really comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like, freestyle, but not in like rapping, but like with melody. I'll like just sing randomly, give myself four chords, and I'll find that if I do that over and over again, it's very easy for me to get caught up in the same style of melody and the usage of my voice. So I think with the four songs that I've written so far, I've tried my best to push myself one song after the other to see what I can do in terms of pushing myself out of my comfort zone with doing different voices and style and whatnot.
Yeah, I definitely think when I've listened to your music, the themes are pretty similar,
mm-hmm.
but
love.
Yes, we can hear that. But when we actually listen to the guitar and how the instrumental is, there is more variation,
yeah.
And there's opportunity.
I think with the lyrics, I feel as if I have less control over, because it's like I can't help what I write about. Sorry.
It's okay.
I can't help. I just like. It's like I started with writing poems, not poetry, more like free writing / spoken word. But it's like I write what's really, really occupying my mind,
mm-hmm.
to let the feelings and the words spill out. And I just try to find the melody and the rhythm and the feeling with the guitar that does those words justice, I think.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Are you writing right now?
I am writing right now.
Is there like, can you give us a hint of what you're writing about?
A hint? Well, my first my first songs are all about love, and I said in my SoundCloud bio for Viola that was probably marking the end of my EP, but I don't think that's the case.
I thought you were going to write two more.
I think I might. that wasn't supposed to be open.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. but I think there are more songs falling under that theme
of love.
Yes, oh, nice. Of love. So I think I've had one that's been in progress since February, and that one is, I won't actually play it later, but it's Brockhampton's Face, and I really like the instrumental and the chord progression, so I've tried really hard to write my own rap lyrics. So like what Nicki Minaj did with Baby Got Back, but turn it into Anaconda, is basically what I'm trying to do with Brockhampton's Face. But rap lyrics is so hard to write.
Why do you think that is?
Because it gives you so much freedom. And you can choose to do almost anything, and finding the right way to make it work is such a rabbit hole experience, because you just spiral and you want to try everything with these like three words that you've got, and like, how do you want to rhyme it? Do you want to rhyme it at the end or in the same line? Or I think I get caught up with the lyrics a lot when it comes to attempting at writing rap lyrics. None of my songs out right now I would categorize as like very hip-hop at all.
I mean, you have a little bit of rap in,
like, the tiniest little bit.
Yeah.
But like with what I've written over Brockhampton's Face, it's pretty rap genre, and it's like way out of my comfort zone. So what I really want to do with that piece that's not yet finished is give it to someone that I know is really good at rapping, be like, here are my lyrics.
How much
do
you
it
have
well
done?
Oh, I have like 4 different verses.
Wow.
It's like I can't stop writing, you guys. I finish class and I go home and I sit down and I write. Like, it's the only thing I can think about.
Is it about love still?
No, that one is not. That one is much, much more personal, about my family.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so that one has been in progress since it's such a difficult process for me. But I just started writing another one yesterday, and I think I have like 30-ish seconds, and I really like where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Is it about friendship?
No, it's I don't know yet. I don't know yet. That's the thing. Like, I never know what the song is going to be about until it's finished, because otherwise I get too caught up in my head. I need to do a lot of improv in the creative writing
process. I also have another question.
Yes.
Are you going to, like, collab with different people?
Oh, I would love to.
Like Hannah?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, she really wanted to write with you.
In my experience, writing with other people is very difficult for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a bit of a control freak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, I just agree.
She knows me too well. She knows I'm a control freak. Yeah, so in my past experiences, that didn't go very well. But I, with Viola, the song, that one of my songs that I'm going to play later, that's my only song out of my 4 songs that I didn't write the chord progressions to, and I loved that experience. I got one of my friends at NYU to, she's in the music production major at NYU, and she was like, I love writing songs, but it's so hard. I can never settle on the chord progression that I want, and the lyrics and the melody, I just never get to. And I'm like, give me a bunch of chord progressions to choose from, and I'll do the rest. And she did that, and she was like, I hate all of them. I'm like, they all sound good. So I picked one of the a set of chord progressions that she wrote and turned it into Viola. So that was really fun. But I don't know how. I really, really want to challenge myself, though, to collab with other people. Because
yeah.
I truly believe that teamwork is what makes art really interesting. Because then it's not just your story. Because any art creative process, is just a translation of your personal experiences into whatever art form that you choose. But I think it's always very interesting to see what the outcome is when you collab with someone else and try to make the stories intertwine or contrast or whatever. Yeah.
Just a couple more questions here before we get to a couple songs and then you're going to sing.
Yep.
So when you're talking about themes like love, mm-hmm. are there other themes that you want to sing about? Anything in particular that's very important to you that you would like to address?
Friends. Yes, Val. Friends, 100%. AKA you.
Yes.
She's pointing at herself repeatedly. But I have this plan that I talked about with Zach, one of me and Val's friends, that my next EP, instead of writing them about, like, you know, boys, mm-hmm. Each song will be dedicated to one friend in the friend group.
Aww.
So it'll also like be that. Like 4 to 5 songs, because like you, Zach, mm-hmm. I'm Chris, you know,
okay.
the OGs and whatnot. Because there's just, the songs come out the easiest when I have a lot, like when I am overwhelmed with feelings and emotions about people or certain things. So that's so far looking like the plan that I have. Writing about family is a bit difficult for me. I'm interested to see how I would take on that if I tried to challenge myself. In terms of other themes, I think there are a lot of... Okay, I would hate to talk about politics, because I already hate talking about politics as a person, but like Father John Misty, his album that Isaac talks about all the time.
I just listened to it.
Pure comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think I never write songs with the intention for them to be received the way they're written, because that never happens to me when I listen to other people's songs. I listen to them and I interpret it with my own experiences in mind. So it's just like I write whatever and the listeners will listen and they'll take whatever it is that they take, and there's never a too specific of a, you know, goal in terms of what I try to make my audiences feel.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it'll all be relatable in different ways depending on the individual.
But for sure.
I think I really want to venture into the theme of, like, you know, more dark sides and, like, maybe mental health things.
Oh.
Because it's,
like, depression?
Sure. Yes. And anxiety, because there's so much anxiousness, you guys, all the time with me. Always nervous. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play a couple of songs now.
Okay.
And we'll get you set up so you can play songs.
All right.
You're listening to Word on the Street. I'm your host, Isaac, and I'm interviewing Aileen. This is Cold Case by Winona Forever. Enjoy. Shout out to Winona, seriously, from Vancouver. They're going to make it big. This is Cold Case. Hello, hello, we're back again. This is Word on the Street. And we're going to have Aileen perform a couple of her own songs now, as well as a couple of covers eventually.
Eventually.
So go ahead and start whenever you're ready. Let us know if you want us to adjust anything.
Okay, will do. So I'm going to play two of my own songs right now. First one I'm going to play is Summer Loving, which is the first song I wrote in January. And love the creative process. It feels like I spit out the words. I didn't have to write it. It was great. Hope you guys enjoy.
For a while, how could I hope you were the boy of my dreams? Summer loving lasted longer than anticipated. Let's keep the pace, we'll be going places we sight. Summer loving turned into winter loving, sipping on coffee in the city, you're so lovely. Summer loving, little bit less heartbreak will be so nice. But if you can help it, that is alright, I won't lie. Ooh. Oh. 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 You know, it's 3 a.m. in the morning night. Never been so lonely. 20 after 4 on a Sunday afternoon. No one to smoke when they call me baby. I say I'm obsessed with you, but it can't be true, cause baby, who the fuck in the galaxy still dress so smooth? You're my favorite shade of blue. And they all told me to stay out of troubles. The crimes committed, I guess, only be a couple. Now go away and don't burst my bubble. Call me an addict, cause I'm craving a double. Uh oh oh. Oh, oh, you know you're still mine. Summer loving will always be mine. Summer loving, I'm looking for mine. Big time loving, one day be mine. All time loving.
Great start.
Thank you.
Do you want to move right on to the next one?
Sure.
Or do you want a little break?
No, I'm good.
So which one are you going to do for us now?
I'm going to sing the last song that I finished,
mm-hmm.
Called Viola. It's about someone very special. And this is my favorite song to play at the moment of mine, because I go through different phases.
Of course.
So hope you guys enjoy. This is Viola. Viola. Viola, tell me, butterfly, there's always butterflies with Viola. Viola, but tonight, I couldn't say goodbye. Tonight, I had enough, wish I could always beat this tough. I could do anything, anything for you, cause he stole that part of me that could love somebody unconditionally. Just a touch of love.
stole that part of me that could have loved somebody, but I knew when I looked at you, your eyes were green and blue.
Thank you.
Yes, if we had more people here, you would definitely get a big round of applause, but
no.
Only four. So clapping is a little redundant, I think, but yes, very good. We'll do a couple more questions, and then you can finish off with
okay.
the covers. So you could just stay there if that's comfortable
yep,
for you.
I'm good.
Okay. So speaking more about the future of what you're going to do with your music,
mm-hmm.
What can we expect you from you in the near future?
In the near future? I think I'm going to try, like I said before, to incorporate more rap more and more, because in my Instagram bio, I do say I'm trying to become a SoundCloud rapper and not really a rapper right now, but that's the goal. Hey, go big or go home, right? but in terms of style, I really, really love Rex right now. And I think, what?
I'm just sad.
You're sad? Okay, so quick story. We've been trying to get Rex, me and Val have been trying to get Rex tickets.
I have a ticket.
Yes, we know you have your ticket. We've been trying to, this is the second time, right?
Yeah.
That they've
yeah.
been on sale again.
Rex said that he would put it back up.
When you sent me his Instagram story yesterday, I was so happy.
Cause I was so excited.
And you both forgot.
No, well, okay. I got it. I had it. I'm so mad.
Val this morning was in class, and Rex said that they'll be on sale again today, this morning, at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through the checkout and everything. But I guess as she checked out, other people were faster.
Yeah, it's always like that.
Yeah.
I remember...
Rex fans are crazy, man.
No, I remember when I first tried to get it for the pre-sale,
because
I got it during the regular sale the first time. I tried to buy two tickets, and it wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
And 10 seconds after, it was sold out.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I tried to get two, because
it's the worst... It's the hardest it's been to get tickets since Brockhampton, honestly.
Yeah.
Anyway, one more question, and then you're going to do the covers.
Okay.
What are your goals this summer for your music?
Write about things that inspire me here. Because the city in New York, I think, is such a big inspiration for my songs in terms of lyrics. Because it's such a poetic city in itself, I think. And residing in it is definitely interesting. So I think I really want to soak up the energy from home and, you know, try to pick out why I really love it here. Since it's so overwhelming and it's really easy to get sucked into the environment when I am in New York. So I think that's my goal for the summer, to really figure out why I love Richmond and Vancouver and these.
Richmond.
Yes.
Definitely.
It's a good town with good people.
It's cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on to the covers.
Yes.
I'm just going to turn off the aux here.
Okay.
We'll just hear you.
Well, I wanted to do covers because let me know through like Instagram or Snapchat if I should start doing covers on SoundCloud, because
okay.
I'm scared for the stage where I might go dry and just not be able to write any songs, because like that's a possibility, even though I've been writing songs like what feels like in a very restless way for the past 4 months. I think that is a possibility for me.
Just remember what Narwhal told us. Just make mistakes.
Make mistakes.
It's okay. We're here to make mistakes.
Right.
He makes mistakes all the time.
People love him.
We're here to learn.
He makes mistakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love Narwhal.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to play is Sunday Candy, one of my faves at all times. And the acoustic version I really love. So here's that. Oh, thank you. I think that's too close too. I think that's good. Yeah? Okay, cool. Guys, feel free to rap along with me if you know hey, if you know the lyrics, because this is a, you know, creative process. Okay.
she could say in her voice, in her way, that she loved me. With her eyes, with a smile, with a bill, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers, her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves is me, is Jesus Christ and Taylor. Got a future, so I sing it for my grandma. You singing too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan-fried, sun-dried, Southside, and beat the devil by landslide. Praying with a handside, president of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my butt to church slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been praying for you my Sunday candy. Church for the candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday if I had tweaked and missed you. Looked so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. I came and dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. Come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stockings, holding your pockets in place. Like my love with the budget, I like my hugs with the scent. You smell like light, gas, water, electricity, rent. Sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. And his praises daily basis. So I gotta try. You my dream catcher, dream team, team captain, matter if I ain't see you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church. You gotta slowly taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you my Sunday candy. Slowly taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for this whole week. I've been waiting for you my Sunday candy.
Thank you.
What's the next one?
Next one is Faced by Brockhampton, but just Joba's parts.
Joba.
Because I'm in love with him. Actually going to have his babies. Joba, if you're listening, I'm in love with you and your work, and you're such a... What? Let me do my shout out, okay? You're a very big inspiration, and I just simply adore you and your art.
Before you begin,
yes.
Do you want to give any last shout outs? Because this will be closing off the show.
Oh, shout out to my mom if she's listening, because she really might be. Love you, Mom.
Anyone else?
No, I think I'm good.
I think the people who care know who they are.
Yes,
so
100%.
Yes, of course. Thank you for listening to Word on the Street. I'll be back next week with some other artist from Richmond, a rapper, I think. I don't know. We'll see. I planned this stuff very last minute, but I'll pull through, so don't worry about it. This has been Isaac. I'm interviewing Aileen on a 101.9 FM CITR, and here she is with Face.
Yes, by Brockhampton. Enjoy.
Tell me what you're waiting for. I just wanna love you. Tell me what you're waiting for. Oh, I just wanna hold ya. Tell me what you're waiting for. Oh, I just wanna love you, just wanna hold you, never will lie to you. Tell me what you're waiting for. Oh, what you're waiting for. Please don't make me wait long. I just wanna be your main boy. Your main one. Oh, I don't want nobody but you. Oh, I don't want nobody but you. I spend my day by my lonesome. Who do you call when there's no one, no one ever? never did what you did for me and did to me. My bed is cold and tender where you used to sleep. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Shit. Tell me what I'm here for. Tell me what I'm waiting for. I just wanna love you. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Oh, I just wanna hold you. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Oh, I just wanna love you, just wanna hold you, never will lie to you. Tell me what I'm waiting for. Oh, what I'm waiting for.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Of course. So that finishes the hour. See you again next week, the same time at 5 p.m. Thank you for listening to Word on the Street. Bye-bye.
Woohoo!
Baby, baby, I love you so.